Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be working on subtraction. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. You write your name at the top of your paper with pencil, and I'll write my name. And then you may put your pencil down. We are going to color for a little while before we need our pencil again. If you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. It looks like we're at the farm. Looks like it's a nice day. I want us to start counting with our fingers. I want you to touch and count all the hay bales in the picture. Let's count. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Whoa. All right, we're going to color those hay bales yellow. I might have to bring out my Texas accent because we're down on the farm. So while you're coloring your hay bales, I want you to think about subtraction with me. Yeah? All right, so listen. When you're subtracting, you got to get the whole amount first before you can take stuff away. That's kind of a rule. It's the only way it's going to work. You got to get the whole amount before you can take anything away. So we just counted all those hay bales and we found 9 of them. My, my, that's a lot of hay bales. We could take a lot away. When you take away from hay bales or anything else, you can only take away from the big number. You see what I'm saying? If there's 9 hay bales, can we take away 12? Why, no, sir, we sure cannot. We cannot do that at all. If you have 9 hay bales, you can only take away 9, or 8, or 7, or 6, or 5, or 4, or 3, or 2, or 1, or 0. But you can't take away more than 9. It doesn't work. So we get our big number, and then we can take away from it. You see what I'm saying, cowboys and cowgirls? Do you see what I'm saying? All right, I am on my last hay bale. Should I keep talking like this or should I talk normal? I'll just see what happens. All right, I'm on my last one. You take 4 more seconds to color your hay bales. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down that yellow crayon. Hi, it's Mrs. Oldham. I'm back again. Okay, we have 9 hay bales. I want you to find a black crayon or a dark colored crayon, like a dark purple. And I want you to pick 5 hay bales to draw an X through. You're going to put an X on 5 hay bales. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3. We're crossing them out. 4, 5. We had 9, and now we're taking away 5. How many hay bales are left? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. That means 9 minus 5 equals 4. The difference is 4. When you subtract, the answer is the difference. Go ahead and put down your black crayon. Let's try another one. Do you see the circles on the big, tall barn silo? This is a silo. Usually they fill it up with grain or wheat or who knows what. I've never really lived on a farm to know what they fill it up with. Well, there's circles on it. Do you see the circles on it? Let's touch and count the circles on that building. Ready? We call it a silo. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. 10 circles are on the silo. Let's color them. Let's color them red. Any kind of red will work for me. So we have 10 circles. Is 10 going to be our whole number. Yes, we need to start with the big number when we subtract so that we can take away from it. So if we have 10, we have to take away a smaller number or 10 at the most, right? We could do 10, take away 10. But we can't do 10, take away 12. No, it doesn't work, Charlie. All right, put down your red crayon. Ready? There's 10 circles. Find your black crayon or your dark colored crayon, and we're going to cross out 5 of those circles. You pick the 5, draw an X through them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, 10 take away 5 equals how many are left? Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10 take away 5 equals 5. We started with our whole amount, 10, and we took away 5, and now we have 5 left over. That's called the difference. That's called the difference. Okay, we're doing it. Do you see the grass clumps? They're here and there. There's little bits of grass sticking up here and there. They're grass clumpy. Like there's one right by the tractor tire. Do you see that? And then there's one by the silo. And then there's one over here by this chick. All right, let's color those grass clumps. What color do you think we're going to color those? Green. Go ahead and color them. Oh, my. I was telling you all about the grass clumps, and then I forgot for us to count them. That's okay. We'll count the whole amount when we get finished coloring. But we definitely need to get the whole amount. I hope that's what you were thinking. I hope you were thinking, but Mrs. Oldham, we haven't counted them yet because we definitely have to count them before we decide what we can take away. Because we can't take away more than there are grass clumps. You can't take extras away. What is the difference? What's that mean? When you subtract, the difference is the answer. In subtraction, the difference is the answer. Down on the farm, we've got some grass clumps and some hay bales and a silo. I think I'm on my last grass clump. There was one way up here by some hay bales up towards the top. Don't forget that one. Take about 3 more seconds to color your grass clumps. 3, 2, and 1. Put down your green crayon. Now let's get our whole amount. Let's count the grass clumps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 grass clumps in all. Now find your black crayon or your dark colored crayon. Let's take away 5 grass clumps. We have 6. We're going to take 5 away. You pick them, draw an X through them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 was our big number to start. Minus 5 equals how many are left? 1. You should have 1 grass clump left in your picture. The rest should have an X drawn through them. 6 take away 5 equals 1. When you start with a big amount and you take away, you're going to end up with a smaller number. All right, last one for us to do. Do you see the itty bitty chicks everywhere? They're so cute. Let's color them yellow. Let's color the chicks yellow. I hope you're telling me, Mrs. Oldham, we didn't count the chicks, because you're right. We didn't. We'll do it after we color the chicks. They're so cute. We got to get the whole amount. So we'll color and then we'll count them. We'll color and we'll count them. Got to get the big amount in order to take some away. If we don't take any away, we're going to end up with the same number, and that's okay. That's when you subtract 0. You still will have the same number. But today we're going to subtract more than 0. I'm on my last. Oh, no. Boys and girls, I thought I was on my last chick. But don't forget, there's one over here on the side by the tractor. See it? It looks like he's leaving the picture. Don't forget him. All right. If you have time later, you could color their feet, their little feet a different color, and their beaks a different color. But right now, take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's count our chicks. Ready? Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 chicks. We're going to take our black crayon. And we're going to cross out 5 of them. Ready, go. 1, you pick them. 2, 3, 4, 5. If you have 8 chicks and 5 walk away, how many chicks are left? 1, 2, 3. You should have 3 chicks left in your pictures. 8, take away 5. Equals 3. The difference, the answer is 3. Okay, head down to where you see the 10 frame. That's those boxes with the circles in them. I call it a 10 frame. Hopefully that's what you call it. And I call those circles, I like to say that they are counters. Let's color the counters purple. Any kind of purple will work. Let's color and count at the same time. 1, 2. We're just coloring the circles. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 counters on the 10 frame. That's going to be our whole amount. Now take your black crayon and let's cross out 5 of them. Put an X through 5 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9, take away 5, equals how many are left? What's the difference? 4. Let's write 4 on the line with our pencil. We started with 9. We subtracted 5. Of course, we have a smaller number. We have a 4. Scoot over to where the hands are holding up some fingers. Let's count them. Let's count the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's cross out 5 fingers. Put an X through the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many fingers are still holding up? Yes, 3. Write it down. That means 8. Take away 5 equals 3. The difference is 3. Okay, let's look at the number line. That's the line with all the numbers. Do you see how I put a circle around the 9? Will you trace that circle for me with your pencil? We're going to start on 9 and we're going to take away 5. That means we're going to hop backwards on the number line. 5 hops. You have to hop backwards because it's subtraction and we want the numbers to get smaller. So start on the 9 and let's trace those arrows hopping backwards. Ready? We're going to count to 5 because we're subtracting 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What number did we end up on? 4. Draw a box around that 4 for me. Make a square around that 4. That means 9 take away 5 is 4. Now let's go down to the word that starts with a D. That says difference. Difference. Trace that word for me. D-I-F-F-E-R. This is a long word. E-N-C-E. Difference. That's the fancy way to say answer when you subtract. See how I circled the 2? Will you trace that circle? That's the difference. That's the difference. 7 take away 5 equals 2. Trace the 2. In this equation, 2 is the difference from 7 take away 5. Last one, scoot over. I see a number sentence and a box of crayons. It says 8 take away 5 equals, and there's an empty answer. Well, let's look at the box of crayons and make sure we have the whole amount of 8. Count the crayons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. And then what does the number sentence say? It says subtract how many? 5. Please cross out 5 with your pencil. 5 crayons. Put an X. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many are left in the box? 3. Write the answer on the line. Write the difference on the line. 3. A take away 5 equals 3. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.